From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. At the Sunnyland Estate in Southern California, a photo op with President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Their two-day summit is getting a generally positive assessment, but National Security Advisor Tom Donilon says Obama told Xi that if cyber attacks allegedly coming from China are not resolved, they would inhibit ongoing relations. Meanwhile, the Obama administration is defending the government's newly revealed surveillance activities, as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The Director of National Intelligence put out a statement describing these surveillance programs as legal and subject to oversight. He also condemned the leaks that brought these programs to light. White House spokesman Ben Rhodes says there's not yet an investigation into those leaks. There is an investigation into whether the disclosure of these programs harms national security.
Currently, there's a review underway, of course, to understand what potential damage may be done. As it relates to any potential investigations, we're still in the early stages of this. Obviously, the Justice Department would have to be involved in that. So this is something that I think will be addressed in the coming days.
Rhodes also stressed that if these surveillance programs link Americans to a suspected terrorist plot, the government needs additional warrants to pursue those leads. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Palm Springs, California.
Investigators in California looking at family connections as they search for a motive for Friday's shootings in Santa Monica. Police acknowledge the suspect had a connection to the home that was set on fire and where two bodies were found. And Santa Monica Police Chief Jacqueline Seabrook says the attack that left a total of four people dead was premeditated.
I would presume that anytime someone puts on a vest of some sort, comes out with a bag full of loaded magazines, has an extra receiver, has a handgun, and has a semi-automatic rifle, carjacks folks, goes to a college, kills more people, and has to be neutralized at the hands of the police, I would say that that's premeditated.
Seabrook says police are not naming the suspect because a surviving family member was out of the country. The man at the controls of an excavator when a building collapsed in Philadelphia last week has turned himself into police. As NPR's Howard Burkus reports, a toxicology report indicates a man was on a marijuana high the day of the collapse, which left six people dead and 13 injured.
Police issued an arrest warrant for 42-year-old Sean Benshop based on the toxicology report, witness statements, and a search of his North Philadelphia home. Benshop faces charges of involuntary manslaughter and reckless endangerment in the collapse of a building undergoing demolition Wednesday. He was using an excavator when the collapse occurred. Police say Benshop has a long criminal record, including drug trafficking. They also say he invoked his Fifth Amendment right not to speak about the incident when he turned himself in. Two survivors have already filed lawsuits against the demolition contractor who apparently hired Benshop. Howard Burkus, NPR News.
And this is NPR News from Washington. Turkey's prime minister is expected to travel to the capital, Ankara, today, a day after his party ruled out early elections. Demonstrations against his government began about 10 days ago, and today, Turkey's state-run news agency says there have been clashes between pro- and anti-government demonstrators. There have been clashes in the eastern Libyan city of Benghazi this weekend. At least 25 people are reported dead and dozens wounded. Protesters are demanding that militias disband or submit to the full authority of Libya. Security forces. Connecticut is the latest state to pass a law allowing residents to get driver's licenses regardless of their immigration status. Craig Lamolt of member station WSHU reports that supporters of the law say it's a public safety issue.
Tanya Broder of the National Immigration Law Center says bills to expand access to driver's licenses were introduced in at least 18 states this year.
This year, Oregon, Nevada, Colorado, Illinois, Maryland and Vermont already have new laws that will provide access to driver's licenses regardless of status.
Broder says there's been a shift in the conversation in states about their immigrants.
A recognition that immigrants live, work, and contribute to the state's economies.
And she says that these kinds of laws improve public safety. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy estimates there are more than 50,000 drivers without immigration documents in the state who can now take driver's ed, prove they are safe drivers, and get insurance. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lamolt in Connecticut.
Hockey's Stanley Cup Finals are set. The Chicago Blackhawks will play the Boston Bruins in Wednesday's opener. Chicago won the Western Conference title last night over the Los Angeles Kings. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.